Yeah, hang them up on the wall. One of the awkward things about sharing space is that a lot of times you forget what you have. Yeah, like that sweet thing came with me. She said, I'm going to need part of this dresser for my stuff. I said, no problem. I only got T-shirts in those drawers anyway. Why don't you take the three drawers on the right? She said, okay. She said, what do you want me to do? I said, just dump that stuff out. It's, I got 80 billion T-shirts. What difference does it make? So she dumped it out, and she said, what's this? I forgot I had put my vacuum jack in that drawer.
Yep.
It was, I had it under a bunch of T-shirts so, the maid wouldn't see it, or... When Mom comes, did the laundry, can I put it away? No, I'll put it away, Mom. Thank you. No fuss. Since she held it, I said, well, let's see. That's a vacuum jack. She looked at it and realization spread across her face. She said, you mean you actually use this thing? I said, well, I don't really use it. She said, how sick. I said, what do you mean sick? Sick. She said, well, you truss yourself up in this thing and you plug it into the wall and brrr. I said, well. I said, look, there's just times, when I was by myself in the world, but I didn't feel like going out on a date, I didn't feel like the whole procedure. People like machines sometimes should have on and off switches on them, Sometimes you're not up for the whole deal, the talking, the dinner, the dancing, the schlepping, the driving. It was just so much easier to... Grab the old vacuum jack, and this is one of the original models. Look at this, huh? With the extra long padded cuff. Oh! One of the original models. And I just, I'd plug in a vacuum jack, grab a beer. She said, you drink a beer at the same time? I said, well, why not? Why not? She said, somehow I just can't envision, where do you do that? I said, in front of the TV set. Got an extension cord, AC adapter. She said, somehow I don't know, it makes me... As we were talking, I had to glance into her suitcase. I saw something in there, rather long and cylindrical. I said, I see. What have we here? And I clicked the on switch. What is this with the fresh batteries in it here? She said, let me hear. This is good. This is going to be good. Let me hear. I occasionally suffer from neck spasms, and what I'll do is I'll wrap this in a towel and put it behind my neck and then lay down for a while, and very relaxing. I said, if that's true, how come it smells like you killed Flipper with it? She said, it does not. I said, I'm only kidding. But come on, there's nothing to be ashamed of, for crying out loud. Nothing to be ashamed of. She said, oh, all right. All right, I agree. I know what it was like. I had my little bachelorette pad, and yes, I had my needs. But occasionally, I just didn't feel like picking up the phone and dialing some schlump, Have to listen to his stupid jokes. And then in the aftermath, when I just want to spread eagle myself in that bed, he's going to be lying there snoring all night long, and then I'll have to endure a breakfast. I just wasn't up for it, so occasionally I, too, got a little help from Everready. I said, well, you see, baby, don't you feel closer now that we both admitted I need for the occasional moment's release? No fuss, no buff. I said, give me that thing. Here, allow me. She said, why? Oh, certainly. I grab that thing and turn it on. You ever notice how it changes tone when you go deeper? It's like, if you're just holding it, but then... She said, honey? I said, what, baby? She said, can I try it on myself for a while?